In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports on people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
So we have Nevin joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning. Hey, Nevin.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. This is so intriguing to us. It is called the Round the Vineyard Challenge. It's taking place with wing foiling. Can we start there? What is wing foiling?
Okay. Wing foiling is kind of a new iteration of windsurfing.
Okay.
So you're on a small board, and you're holding a small sail just in your hands. It's not attached to the board.
Oh.
But the whole board rides on what's called a hydrofoil, which actually lifts you out of the water. So you're going along about 2 feet above the water, and so that provides very little resistance. And you can go, you know, quite fast for the wind speed.
And you, for a charitable endeavor, are going to wing foil around Martha's Vineyard.
That's the plan. Yes, I am.
Okay. Nevin, how does one come up with the idea to wing foil around Martha's Vineyard?
Well,
it sounds actually, like a Mad Libs.
Well, we used to windsurf around Martha's Vineyard to raise money for community services.
Right.
And the new gear, you know, we did that for 20 years. It got to be very big in terms of organization, et cetera, and just kind of faded away. So with the new iteration of windsurfing, I thought I'd bring it back and try it again.
And what is your connection to Martha's Vineyard's community services organization?
Well, actually, our family has been involved for years. My mom was the chairman of the board at one point and has done a lot of fundraising for Martha's Vineyard Community Services. She's no longer with us, so I'm keeping the flame going.
What are some of the physical challenges you'll face doing this? Like, like 55 miles on a wing foil seems like a lot.
It is a lot. Have done long distances, and there's a lot of stress on your leg because you're balancing and pushing on the foil the whole time. But what I didn't realize, because I did it for 20 years windsurfing, is that mentally it's also very challenging because you're balancing on this hydrofoil the whole time. So you don't really think about it, but subconsciously you have to focus the entire time. So it's going long distances is also mentally exhausting.
And I don't know, and Dan, I don't know if you know this or not. I have a little bit of experience with sailing. And
okay.
I had to explain this to my wife. I took her out on a catamaran a few years ago, and she didn't understand the concept that you don't just get to go from point A to point B when you sail. You
right.
have to go in the direction that the wind is going to allow you to go, which means you have to tack back and forth all of the time. So it's not a straight line from point A to point B. So in theory, you could be doing like 100 miles instead of 50 miles, depending on the wind that day.
Yeah, I think you're certainly sailing over 80 miles. You know, maybe it's 90, maybe it's 100. But you cannot just go point to point on a sailboat. Yeah, you're at the mercy of the wind and the currents.
How often are you thinking about sharks? Because I've been thinking about sharks the whole time.
Yeah, I don't want to think about that.
Oh, my gosh. This is awesome. How can people follow along with this journey? Is there social media posts that are happening while you're actually out on the water? Or how can we keep up with all of this?
Yeah, there is. Actually, I'll be, with modern technology, I'll have a GPS tracker on me, so people can follow as I go around. And the website mvcommunityservices.org, you can go there and, you know, click on how to support, how to see the tracking, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, that's mvcommunityservices.org. Or if you want to text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234, and we can send you to a link for that and find out how to get involved or how to keep track of this. What is the date that it's happening?
Well, so I've gotten smarter. When we used to do the windsurfing challenge, people came from all over. And so it's the third week of September, regardless of the wind. But now, you know, I'm just doing it myself. So hopefully I'll choose the right weather to make it as efficiently as possible.
That's smart.
You know, I'm thinking it's going to take somewhere around 5 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's just, it's incredible. What an interesting and wonderful thing to do for Martha's Vineyard and Martha's Vineyard's Community Services. And Nevin, you are now officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah. Spread those good vibes.
And may Poseidon be kind to you.
Yes. May the winds be at your back so the entire much, time. All right. It was nice to meet you, Nevin. Have a great day.
Take care.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, no, no, no. You can conquer Carson. You can conquer Carson. No.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Amy from Stoneham.
Hey, good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Say hello to Chef.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Chef.
Hello.
Hi, Chef.
Amy, can you please kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck to you, Amy.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. If you get more right than Carson, we're going to give you $100, which is a great way to start your day. He is now wandering off into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question number one. Tom Hanks says he owns more than 300 vintage typewriters. He loves collecting them and even gives them as gifts to people. In Hanks' movie Forrest Gump, what does he say life is like?
Life is like a box of chocolates. No, yeah, a box of chocolates.
Because you never know what you're going to get. Today is National Tattoo Removal Day. Which former SNL cast member is currently in the process of having 200 tattoos removed from his body?
I do not have any idea on that one.
Okay. Question number three. Taylor Swift went on the New Heights podcast and answered every question we had about the new album for an hour and 40 minutes. What color is Taylor associating with this new album?
Oh, God.
Just breathe, Amy. It's okay.
Purple, I think, maybe? I don't know. I just was listening to that, what you guys do. I missed it.
Question number four. Denzel Washington's advice to his younger self is to pray more. Denzel won an Oscar for his role in this movie, also starring Ethan Hawke, about a veteran police officer who escorts a rookie on his first day with the LAPD's narcotics unit. What's that movie?
No idea.
And question number five. 5 years ago today in 2020, Ted Lasso premiered on Apple TV+. What is the name of the team Ted coached on Ted Lasso?
Oh, no idea. Oh, my God. I got nothing.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson, nothing.
Jason, how many tattoos do you have?
I'm maybe around 20, I think.
Any that you wish you didn't get?
Yeah, I have a full arm of Beats that I got when I was 19. I wouldn't mind having those taken off.
You and Dwight Schrute. Yeah. Carson, welcome back.
Thank you.
Amy from Stoneham, yes. She got 1 out of 5 correct.
Okay.
Suits.
Yes, that is what we call the suits around here, Chef.
Question number 1, Carson.
Yes.
Tom Hanks says he owns more than 300 vintage typewriters. He loves collecting them and gives them as gifts.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
In Hanks' movie Forrest Gump, what does he say life is like?
A box of chocolates.
That is correct. 1 to 1. Today is National Tattoo Removal Day. Which former SNL cast member is currently in the process of having 200 tattoos removed from his
body? Pete Davidson.
That is correct. 2 to 1. 200 bad decisions. That's tough.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
Question 3.
That hurts.
Taylor Swift went on the New Heights podcast and answered every question we had about the new album for 1 hour and 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
What color is Taylor associating with this new album?
Oh, that is orange, Dan.
That
it's
is
like
correct.
A glittery
the number one
orange.
Swiftie.
Yes, it's a glittery orange.
3 to 1. Question number 4. Denzel Washington's advice to his younger self is to pray more. Denzel won an Oscar for his role in this movie, also starring Ethan Hawke, about a veteran officer who escorts a rookie on his first day with the LAPD's narcotics unit. Mm. What's the name of that
Training
movie?
Training Day.
King Kong ain't got on me! 4 to 1. What a great movie.
I'm going to have to watch that this weekend. It's been a while since I've seen that one.
4 to 1. Question number 5. 5 years ago today in 2020, Ted Lasso premiered on Apple TV+.
Okay.
What is the name of the team Ted coached on the show?
Oh, what is the name of the team from Ted Lasso?
I asked you first.
I know. I got Wrexham stuck in my head, which I know is not, because that's the last. I'm not going to remember. Something Wolves, maybe?
AFC Richmond.
AFC Richmond. Okay.
But you still get the win, 4 to 1.
Yeah, those were hard.
A good showing.
Yeah.
Amy, we appreciate you calling in and hanging out with us, even if we can't give you Sal's money.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Is there anything you want to say to Carson? Oh, she's already ready.
Yeah, I'm Amy from Stoneham, and I cannot eat her time for
Carson. Yes, something like that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Confess or ingest. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We are streaming on the Odyssey app. Chef Jason Santos, who you know from Hell's Kitchen, from Bar Rescue. Shout out to all your restaurants real quick. Run them down.
Buttermilk and Bourbon, Citrus and Salt, Butterbird, and opening soon, Ghost Light Tavern.
And this was your idea that we would do something with some disgusting foods. And the odor now in the studio, I cannot explain.
I could smell it down the hallway. It's permeating the building.
And Dan, explain what we're about to do.
So we're going to go back and forth. You're starting. I have concocted 5 really awkward or tough to answer questions. And you will either answer that question honestly, mm-hmm. or you will ingest whatever gross thing Chef has brought.
And they are gross, I assure you.
He has a devious smile on his face.
I am so excited for this. You have no idea.
All right. Confess or ingest. Dan, whenever you're ready, ask your first question. I have a choice to answer this question.
Well, first, I would like Chef to tell you what the first thing you're going to
be. Okay, so the first ingredient, super exciting, durian. The king of all fruits from Southeast Asia. Tasting notes are from almond and vanilla to caramelized onion and garlic, all in the same bite. It sort of smells like a dumpster is on fire in a fish market.
Is that what is in the studio right now?
Yes, that's the smell.
That's the yellow
in
thing.
In Southeast Asia, you're actually not allowed to bring this into hotels or take it on trains.
You can't bring it on trains.
Wow.
Are you ready for your first question?
Let me get my bucket over here.
He's already purple.
You will confess or you will ingest that gross thing. Carson, what is your yearly salary?
Here we go.
Oh, nice bite. Nice bite.
It is like,
see this.
I don't know how to explain what that taste is, but it's almost like an egg-ish.
It's sulfur, so that's the smell.
So it's got like
a. Is that why it smells like the seventh layer of hell?
It's like a creamy custardy fruit.
It looks like a scrambled egg-ish. Yeah. It's actually the taste isn't that bad.
The taste isn't nearly as bad as the smell, but
the smell is so pungent.
Funky, like blue cheesy fruit.
All right. I got to drink some more.
While you do that, Jason, explain what the second dish is if he doesn't answer the question.
Second ingredient is a canned vegetarian mock chicken.
Oh my God.
And I'm not even sure what that means.
Canned vegetarian mock chicken. Okay.
Okay. Are you ready?
Confessor and jest.
Your second question, which you have to answer honestly.
Okay.
Have you ever, at any point in your relationship, found yourself attracted to Kennedy?
I'll answer that. No, absolutely not.
There wasn't a single moment.
No, no, it's never been there. No, sorry. I know that's not fun to say.
Okay.
Damn it. That doesn't help the bit, but okay. No, it never happened.
What is the third dish?
Third ingredient is a New Zealand beef liver spread.
Okay, so I don't have to eat that one. I can move that one away. You know what it was when I met Kennedy, Dan? I was dating her girlfriend, so I was never in that headspace where I was thinking about dating Kennedy.
I took a meaner one out and put that one in. I should have left the mean one. Should have left the mean one in.
All right, what is this again?
It's a New Zealand beef liver spread.
Oh, that
sounds
appetizing. Looks disgusting.
Out of all the times you put your foot in the mouth on air and in interviews, what is the worst thing you said that you wish you could take back the most in your entire career on air or in celebrity interviews?
I really want to eat this because I want to try it, but I would be willing to tell you.
What's the absolute worst thing you've said on air?
Well, it never made it on the air because the interview got scrapped. They wouldn't allow me to play it on the air. It was so bad of what I asked an artist.
What is it?
I asked John Mayer an inappropriate sexual question, and I got in big trouble for it. I got called on the carpet, and we were not allowed to air the interview.
Did he answer?
He did answer it, actually, which was weird. He complained afterwards, and I got in really big trouble. But it was a completely inappropriate, awkward sexual question.
Perfect.
All right. What is our fourth dish?
So we're going to stick with the vegetarian mock chicken?
Oh, I still have this one?
Yeah,
okay.
So we'll just go in order until you fail. So.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right, well, this one. What is the worst morning radio show currently airing in Boston? And you can't say us to get out of it.
All right, I'm eating whatever this is. Oh, that's actually worse from the room.
I'm like gagging over here.
It is like, you imagine what dog food tastes like?
It looks like dog food.
It tastes like that. I've never had dog food, but like canned Alpo from like 1978. That is awful.
My dog's food actually looks much better than what you just ate.
Oh, that is awful.
All right. And what will we be having? This is the liver spread again?
Yes, the liver spread, and then we'll go to the vegetarian mock chicken.
Okay.
Last ingredient.
Your last question.
Yes.
Rank these three current and former Carson and Kennedy co-hosts from best to worst on the air. Myself, Annie, and Salt.
What is it I'm eating?
Vegetarian canned mock chicken.
I'm just eating the whole her.
You hear the sponginess of you chewing?
I've
never seen your face contort.
His
like
eyes
that.
Are watering.
That is disgusting. What was that again?
That was vegetarian.
Hey, did you swallow that?
Mock chicken.
I did not swallow it. I spit it out.
Foul flag on the play.
Horrible. Horrible.
That is so disgusting. That is awful. Okay.
You made it.
He's alive.
Confess or ingest.
And now it's my turn, so I'm less fun now.
You know what's great is, so I had all these questions that I had written, but now that I've heard your questions, I might have to write a few new ones.
Oh, is that why you made me go first?
Going deep.
Just remember, I took out the mean ones.
Those were the nice ones?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do that next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, If shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Confess or ingest. It's Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1. If you missed the first segment, it'll be up in the podcast later on the Odyssey app, or you can find us at mix1041.com. Kennedy is off on vacation. Chef Jason Santos is diabolical.
He is already blacked out.
I'm sorry.
Beat over his face.
What I see in front of me, I'm 95% sure one of them is an insect.
And
I'm so mad at you.
Chef has brought in all of these different flavors of items, and the studio stinks. We are shooting video of this as well. That'll be up a little bit later on this morning. And so I'm now going to ask Dan some questions, and he has a choice to confess and answer the question, or I'm still recovering from the stuff I had to eat, or ingest whatever is in front of him.
I don't get nervous on the radio almost ever, but my stomach is in knots.
What is it that's in front of him right now?
So the first ingredient is a can of silkworm pupa. So... before it's a bug, after it's a larvae, it's a byproduct of making silk. And I Googled it because I am not going to taste it. And the notes are nutty, earthy, seafood-like with a crunchy shell.
Who's eating this? Who's out there?
You in about 10 seconds.
Confess or ingest, Dan.
Yeah. Jesus, take the wheel.
If you were to ever watch a video on the show, this is it. I can't wait for you all to see this.
Go ahead.
I'm ready. What's your phone number?
And it's a silkworm pupa?
Yes.
I'll answer it.
Light it up.
I'm not eating that bug, dude.
I just want his phone to ring right now.
You ran through that kind of quickly, Dan.
Hey, I answered it. It was the real number too. I'm bleeping that out in when we put it on the web.
No.
Every post.
I could have said any number. You don't even know.
Hold on. I gotta bring up his phone number.
No,
now.
That was real. I promise you.
I gotta make sure that was right.
Can you believe?
Let me see.
Silkworm?
Did you say?
Hey.
Did you say 9? Is that what you said? I just want to make sure you're telling the truth.
Let's call it and make sure it rings.
All right. Confess or ingest, producer Dan.
Yeah, what's question number two?
What's the biggest lie you've ever told to a significant other?
the biggest lie ever?
Let's just talk about the second ingredient, too.
Oh, yeah, please do. We almost forgot.
Is conger eel from the rivers of Southeast Asia.
His phone is ringing.
This is the greatest day in radio.
You didn't have to re-say it, dude. That was mean.
You ripped through it kind of quickly, Dan.
Yeah, purposely.
Pick it up.
No, I'm not answering it. You don't know what's going to happen.
Canned conger eel from the rivers of Southeast Asia.
Okay, just eel. I can do eel. That's no big deal.
Oh, so you're going to eat it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not eating a silkworm pupa.
That's not so bad. It's eel.
Here we go. Dan is shaking. And?
That's not the worst thing I've ever tasted.
It's like really bad canned tuna.
All right. Confess or ingest, Dan. What is the most illegal thing you've ever done?
Oh, yeah, what is this?
This is a...
I'm not going to prison over a game.
Marinated baby octopus.
What's it marinated in? Silkworm pupa?
Yeah, silkworm pupa juice.
Oh, it's got little legs.
It's tiny. It's about the size of a quarter.
All right.
A little baby octopus. He's going for it. He's looking at it.
Oh, hurt. Eat. Oh. It's weird. The texture is crazy. Oh.
I can't believe you guys just played Dirty Little Secret. That was pretty good. That was just by
that
accident.
That was wild.
You all right, Dan?
Yeah, it's very... Like, I don't know. I don't have the words.
All right. This question, this was actually Chef Jason Santos was like, that question I had for you was not hard enough. You need to zhuzh it up a little bit. So I want you to know the spice from this question came from Jason Santos. If you had to cut one family member out of your life forever, who would it be?
Immediate or
yeah,
extended?
No, extended. It can't be like a second cousin.
Oh, that's easy. My sister Jen, she's already out of my life.
Okay.
You just passed on a tube of spicy pollock paste. It's your lucky
what
day.
Is a pollock paste?
Basically, it's like a fish paste tubed in room temperature.
All right, last one, Dan.
That was only four.
That was four. Here comes the last one. What is the one thing you despise about your girlfriend Kaylee's mom the most?
Yo, yours are meaner than mine.
Answer that or eat the spicy tube of pollock paste.
Yeah, we gotta eat it.
Yeah, you gotta eat it.
That's crazy.
Dan, it's no fun if we answer the questions we've learned.
What is this again?
Spicy pollock paste.
What does that mean, Jason?
I'm not exactly sure.
You keep saying it like I'm supposed to know what pollock paste means.
I mean, if you look at the tube, it's a tube. It looks like a hot dog.
It looks like disgusting. Satan string
fish.
Cheese.
And go ahead, Dan. Jellified.
This game sucks.
Wasn't it your two that had this idea?
He's chewing.
Oh, it looks disgusting.
The texture of all of these is crazy. This is what food tastes like.
Hey, Dan.
It's spicy.
Give me the bugs. Do you have the thing of bugs?
Yeah.
I feel bad.
Oh my God, dude, this is hot.
I feel bad that I gave your phone number out, so I will.
Wow, what a friend.
There's six of them in here, and I'm going to eat all six. What are these again?
Those are larvae pupa from the silkworm.
Here we go.
Oh my God.
He just ate six of them.
Can't be real.
Redemption!
That is disgusting.
What's the chewing like? Are they?
Oh, yeah, they're exactly what you would think.
Soft and crunchy?
Yeah, yeah.
How is something both soft and crunchy? Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, and I don't want to ever know.
All right, let's never play this game again.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Let's do it.
Oh, no, no, no. You can cook a Carson. You can cook a Carson. No.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Everybody say what's up to Katie from Cambridge.
Hey, Katie. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. How are you?
Living the dream, as Kennedy says. Living the dream.
We just had breakfast. We're doing great.
Pupa larvae.
Katie, can you kick Carson out of the studio, please?
Hexton, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Katie.
He's happy to leave the studio with the smell.
It smells like death in here. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson. We're going to give you $100. He is now sequestered in that soundproof booth. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question one. Taylor Swift's appearance on the Kelce Brothers podcast yesterday broke the internet. She even confirmed a feature on her album with this espresso singer. Name her.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
All right. Question number two. The first trailer for a two-part Charlie Sheen documentary is out. It premieres September 10th on Netflix. Charlie Sheen was kicked off of which TV show while he was the highest paid actor on television?
Is it Two and a Half Men?
Question number three. The Backstreet Boys extended their residency at the Las Vegas Sphere. Which Backstreet Boys song starts with these lyrics?
You are my fire, the one desire.
I want it that way.
Question number four. A list of famous men who are taller than you'd expect includes Jacob Elordi at 6'5", Ben Affleck at 6'4". Excuse me. Everything is repeating on me. Octopus head. And Hozier at 6'6". Hozier's first and only number one song came last year. What is that song called?
Oh my gosh, I'm going blank.
What'd you say? You're breaking up.
Oh, sorry. I don't know.
All right. And question number five. Joseph Marcel turned 77 today. He played the Banks family butler on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. What was his name on that show?
Jeffrey.
All right, and let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson.
Here he comes. He's beauty and grace.
God, it stinks in here.
Yeah, when you leave and come back, it really. Welcome back, Carson.
Thank you. Thank you. How did Katie do?
Katie from Cambridge got 3 out of 5 correct.
Nice job, Katie.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Taylor Swift's appearance on the Kelce Brothers podcast yesterday broke the internet.
Mm-hmm.
She even confirmed a feature on her album with this espresso singer. Can you name her?
Yeah, Sabrina Carpenter.
That is correct. 1-0. The first trailer for a two-part Charlie Sheen documentary is out. It premieres September 10th on Netflix. Charlie was kicked off of which TV show while he was the highest paid actor in the world on television?
2 and a Half Men.
Yes, because he was a bitchin' rock star from Mars. The Tiger Blood. 2-1.
Winning.
Question number three. The Backstreet Boys extended their residency at the Las Vegas Sphere. Which Backstreet Boys song starts with these lyrics?
You are my fire, the one desire.
I want it that way, Dan.
You do want it that way. 3-2.
Do you remember my, I don't know if, I said this on the air a while back. My friend lives in Vegas, and when Backstreet Boys announced their Sphere residency, he's like, nobody's going to go to that show. And I was like, you're a moron.
Yeah.
You will not be able to get a ticket for the next 6 months. And if they wanted to play there for 2 years, they could.
Yeah.
They he's would. Like, you are so wrong about this. Yeah, right. Idiot.
Question number four. A list of famous men who are taller than you'd expect includes Jacob Elordi at 6'5", mm-hmm. Ben Affleck at 6'4", and Hozier at 6'6".
He is.
Tall drink of water.
You don't meet many artists that are taller than me, and I met Hozier, and I was like, oh, okay, because I'm 6'3". And I was like, you're a big dude.
Hozier's first and only number one song came last year. What is it called?
Too Sweet. Is that really Take Me to Church didn't go to number one?
I think
one?
It peaked at like 2.
Oh, okay.
4-2. Question number five. Joseph Marcel turned 77 today. He played the Banks family butler on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh.
What was his name?
Oh. Ooh.
He was sassy.
Was it Jeeves? Jeeves?
No. Yo, Jeffrey!
Jeffrey! Okay. Ask Jeeves. That was a website.
It sure was.
Remember that? Yes.
Buddy.
Sorry, I knew I'm an idiot.
Just watching your brain work.
My brain cannot function right now with the smell in my mouth hole.
It functioned well enough. 4-3, you get the dub.
Yes.
Katie, we cannot give you $100. But we do have a cool prize.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't win the money, but you did win yourself a $100 Stop and Shop gift card committed to helping shoppers save. That's why they reduce prices on thousands of products across the store. So enjoy that $100 gift card for Stop and Shop, okay?
Go get yourself some fish paste.
Thank you.
Katie, what do you want to say to Carson?
I'm Katie from Cambridge.
Of course, we cut out. Yes.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1. Don't forget, we are streaming on the Odyssey app if you ever miss anything from the show, including what happened earlier in the Confess or Ingest segment, which could be one of the most disgusting things we've ever done on the show.
Mm-hmm.
It is up in the podcast. The video for that will be up a little bit later on this morning as well. We have Chef Jason Santos in for a couple of days.
Not just Chef, apparently.
Yeah.
What did I say?
I said not just Chef.
Oh, yeah. So Kennedy is off on vacation. And, you know, Chef from his restaurants. Run down the restaurants real quick.
Two Buttermilk and Bourbons, Citrus and Salt, Butterbird, and opening soon, Ghost Light Tavern.
Citrus and Salt. In fact, if you've seen any of the new photos that Kennedy and I and Dan took maybe 6-8 weeks ago, we actually used that location.
Yeah.
And it's just, you walk in that place and it's just...
It's beautiful.
It's awesome. It's just a place where you want to sit and have some great food. And have some
cocktail. It's a very, very cool space.
Right. So we have learned a lot about you in your life and journey as a chef and being on Hell's Kitchen and being on Bar Rescue. But you also shared with us that you have 50,000 bees in your backyard.
I do. Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely an amateur, you know, at this point. I did buy the Beekeepers for Dummies book, you know, before I started. But I wanted to
That's flying off the shelves.
Yeah. You know, first copy. But I wanted to have bees. I wanted honey. So I put a hive in my back. And in the back of my yard. And, you know, 50,000 bees sounds like a ton, but it's actually not that many. You know, it's a it's one hive, and each hive has five frames in it. Right. And then basically you have the bees, you know, you let them mate, do their thing, lay eggs, queen lays eggs. And then you put a second, basically an upstairs on it. And that's where they put all the honey. So that way they're not laying eggs in the honey.
How does one accrue 50,000 bees?
So you basically buy a box of bees, which generally is about 30,000 bees. That's a colony is between 20,000 and 60,000 bees. So
you can buy, you get that on Amazon?
Pretty close. I mean, you can definitely buy a lot of stuff, but I buy it local. I got my bees in Billerica, but basically they just reproduce so fast that within a few weeks you have about 50,000 bees, and you can control it to your hive. And in the fall, you take all the honey, and they get through the winter and they make a ton of honey. And last season, I got 20 pounds of honey, which is an insane amount of honey.
So you... I have a couple of logistical questions.
Yes.
So you live in a neighborhood.
Yes.
And it's not like you're on this farm in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people ask that. Like, you know, they're just bees swarming your kid in the backyard. I mean, they're super docile. They're honeybees. And they're in the back corner of my yard. And they kind of keep to themselves. And only the females sting. The males are basically just there to mate. And once they're done being romantic, they die. So they only have really one reason they're there. But, you know, I've never been stung in all the years I've done bees.
No.
I mean, yeah.
And just, you have a three-year-old
I
at
do.
The house.
Yeah. And we often will get close to the hive, sit down, and just watch the bees. But, again, they're not aggressive. They're not coming after you. I mean, if you were to kick over the hive, probably. But it's just a non-issue. My dogs are out there. It's just, it's never been an
issue. Do you have one of those... like the beekeep, are you going out there with the smoke and that
yeah,
whole?
Yeah, I mean, originally I had the whole shebang, the veil, the full body suit, the gloves, the smoke, but kind of getting used to them, I realized that they're not really coming after me. So now I just wear the veil, and sometimes I smoke them. It just basically calms them down so you can get in the hive. But there's not a whole lot of reason to get in the hive. You know, you're supposed to do a hive check like once every few weeks, make sure the queen is still there. But if the queen's dead or they leave, then they just, that's it. I mean, it's not much you can control.
How do you know the queen? All bees look this, is she wear a little crown?
Well, first of all, the queen is about twice the size, and when you buy it from a proper beekeeping house, they dot the queen with like a little piece of marker, you know, so there's like a little green dot in the back of the queen. So when you go in the hive, it's much easier to find, and all the other bees are around the queen sort of protecting her, so it's pretty obvious right out of the gate.
What an interesting hobby.
Yeah.
You know, most guys reach middle age and they just get really into like World War II.
Yeah, fast cars.
They don't get 50,000 bees.
Yeah, I have bees. I mean, it's really interesting, and we eat a lot of honey, and it's fun to have, and it's just a cool little ecosystem.
Have you seen the Macaulay Culkin movie My Girl?
I have not.
Don't watch it.
Okay.
My 9-year-old wants to know if Chef has kids, and if yes, they can play in the backyard with all the bees.
Yes, I have a 3-year-old Tegan, and we don't play with the bees per se. We certainly sit around the hive and watch them go in and out.
From the 617, Brick of Bees. Jason has blue collar bees to match his hair. I love it.
Great.
Right. Those bees punch a clock.
Yeah.
Go to the tavern. Play Keno.
How do you know you have 50,000 bees? Are you counting them all?
Yeah, I have an abacus, a pair of tweezers, and a lot of patience. No, but basically, you know, per frame, there's X amount. It's obviously estimated. I've never counted them, and nor have I named them all. So,
Do you have a garden in your backyard as well?
I do have a huge garden. So the funny thing with the bees is because they're, you know, they're honeybees, and they eat a lot of the, you know, pollen out of the produce and stuff, it's a very, very floral honey. You know, it's like a wildflower honey, so it's pretty interesting.
Do you have chickens?
I don't have chickens. I would love chickens. However, my wife has put her foot down and is not allowing me chickens. And my dogs most likely would end their lives. So, wouldn't go well.
I'm blown away by the fact that you have 50,000 bees.
Yeah.
Beekeeper Jason.
Yeah.
Field trip.
Do you ever use the honey in any of your restaurants?
No. I mean, first of all, the amount of honey we go through in the restaurants is, you know, I go through 20 pounds in a day. So it's not really sustainable. But right. We just give them to friends and family and stuff.
Right.
And we use a lot of it. I mean, I don't know if you know this, fun fact, but honey never goes bad.
Mm-hmm. I didn't
ever
know that.
Yeah. They actually have some honey from like Egyptian times that is still good. It's the only food on the planet that will never go bad.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Very cool.
Really very good for you cool. as well.
Funny story, our neighbor had bees, our husky ate them, catches them in midair.
Yeah.
It's an athletic maneuver.
Yeah. I see my dogs eat a fly or two here and there. I mean, I don't think they're going to go over the hive. It wouldn't end well for them. But.
Very cool. Thank you for sharing that with us. So we appreciate it. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Oh, no, no, no. You can cook a Carson. You can cook a Carson. No.
Campy Kennedy, sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. If you want, I would. Say what's up to Jen from Pembroke, guys.
Hey, morning, Jen.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing good. I understand you just dropped off all the kids at basketball camp.
Hoopas.
Yes. Yes, and I need to do my dogs next.
Are they going to basketball camp too?
Airbutt?
It's amazing. You should see the shots they can make.
Jen, can you kick
They're
course?
Going to Doggy Dick. They're going to Doggy Dick here, but I'm driving around in circles right now, so they don't mind.
Okay, well, let's hurry up and do it.
Jen, can you kick Carson out of the All studio? Right.
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Jen.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson today, you're going to win $100. He is now
walking
over to that soundproof booth. Let's do it. Question number one. James Gunn says Margot Robbie's future as Harley Quinn will be revealed down the line. Who is Harley Quinn known for dating in the DC universe?
I have no idea, but DC universe, I'm going to go, Earl the Joker?
Question number two. Jelly Roll's wife, Bunny XO, opened up about how tough in vitro fertilization, that's hard to say, can be on her podcast. Jelly Roll just finished up a tour opening for which other artist?
Post Malone.
Question number three. The get out of jail free card from Monopoly was actually based on a real thing. In England in 1567, there was a lottery to raise money for the Navy, and the winner got a real get-out-of-jail-free card. How much money do you get for passing go in Monopoly?
$200.
Lindsay Lohan just got her first lead role in a TV series. She's starring in a Hulu show called Count My Lies alongside Shailene Woodley. Lohan has a movie currently in theaters. What is it?
It's a Freaky Friday spinoff, I think.
We need an answer here.
Freakier Friday?
Mm-hmm. And question number five. Elton John says he owns 15,000 pairs of sunglasses, many of which are custom made, and it's so big he has entire rooms dedicated to storing them. What was the name of Elton John's farewell tour that is the third highest grossing tour of all time?
I don't know.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio, please.
Carson.
So three kids all going to the same basketball camp, huh?
That is correct.
Which one's your favorite?
Funny.
Eat the bug.
Welcome back, Carson.
Thank you.
I see what you did there.
Jen from Pembroke, very good at pop culture trivia.
Yes.
She got 4 out of 5 correct.
Oh, wow. Great job. Nice.
Coming for your neck.
Okay.
Question number one, Carson.
Yes.
James Gunn says Margot Robbie's future as Harley Quinn will be revealed down the line. Who is Harley Quinn known for dating in the DC universe?
That would be Joker.
1-1. Question number two.
What's his real name, Dan?
The Joker's real name?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Isn't it like Orville?
Redenbacher?
Heck, something?
Pig's Great Popcorn.
Can't remember now.
Question number two. Jelly Roll's wife, Bunny XO, opened up about how tough in vitro fertilization can be on her podcast.
Okay.
Jelly Roll just finished up a tour opening for which artist?
Post Malone.
That is correct. 2-2. The get out of jail free card for Monopoly was actually a real thing. In England in 1567, there was a lottery to raise money for the Navy, and the winner got a get out of jail free card.
We all need that in life.
Yeah, I'll take one.
How much money do you get for passing go in Monopoly?
$200.
That is correct. 3-3. Lindsay Lohan just got her first lead role in a TV series ever.
Cool.
She's starring in a Hulu show called Count My Lies alongside Shailene Woodley.
Yeah.
Lohan has a movie currently in theaters. What is it?
Lindsay Lohan has a movie in theaters right now?
Mm-hmm. My girlfriend went and saw it yesterday.
The Naked Gun. I don't know.
Freakier Friday.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
4-3.
Uh-oh.
Going into question number 5.
Uh-oh.
Which Jen from Pembroke got correct, if you're keeping score at home.
Okay. No, which one did she get wrong then?
No, she got it wrong.
I was like, no, I didn't.
Yeah, okay. I was going
to
say.
But you need this one right to win.
Yeah, yeah, I got what you're saying.
Yeah. Elton John.
Yes?
Says he owns 15,000 pairs of sunglasses, many of which are custom made. And it's the collection is so big, he has entire rooms dedicated just for storing them.
That is so cool.
What was the name of Elton John's farewell tour that is the third highest grossing tour of all time?
That is the goodbye Yellow Brick Road tour, I believe. Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour. Farewell.
You give
Yellow
me
Brick.
Two answers, you're going to lock one in.
Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour, I believe.
Oh, so close.
I had to think about it for a second.
Wow.
Because I remember I wanted to buy tickets to go to it.
Yeah.
It's such a good show, I imagine.
Buzzer beater.
Oh, wait, we did go. Now that I think about it, we went. Didn't we go? Well, yeah. Len and I. Was
I
it at Gillette?
Man. Yes.
Yeah, Len and I went.
It sounds like it was memorable.
Yeah.
I just remember
he had his sunglasses on, he couldn't see.
Well, he sat at the piano the entire time except for about 10 minutes, and he stood up and he did it in that little Elton John. He could barely walk. He's like, thank you. Thank you. And then he went and sat back at the piano. Anyway.
Anyways. 4-4.
Yep.
Tie goes to the runner.
Wow, that was really good, Jen. That was really, really good.
Pulled it out at the last second.
Arthur Fleck, that is the Joker's real name.
Thank you, text line.
Thank you to the 774 for that.
Jen, we really appreciate you calling in and hanging out with us and putting up with our shenanigans.
Mm.
Thank you so much.
What would you like to say to Carson before we get out of here?
My name is Jen from Pembroke, and I can't conquer Carson.
Nice.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.